This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Monday, and it is a huge Monday show. Boy, do I have treat after treat after treat for you. It's basically Halloween. Here's what we have on tap for tonight on the World Famous Show. First, let me go ahead. World Famous Jesse Kelly Show. I guess it's not World Famous Show. That would be, it's an abbreviated version. I just came up with that. Anyway, let me go ahead and lead with this. At the start of hour three, no more politics tonight. No more nothing. We begin our history discussion as requested by you. On the kamikaze, the Japanese kamikaze, World War II, and let me warn you right now ahead of time, you might just feel differently about all that by the time we're done. Probably won't finish tonight, but hour three, history begins. At the start of hour two, we have Medal of Honor Monday tonight. Always a fun time where we honor one of our nation's heroes. Here's what else we have to squeeze in 2 hours before I derail the show and talk about history. Yes, we'll address the Trump EU trade deal briefly. We'll talk about that. Eric Holder went on TV. I'm actually going to open up talking about that in a couple minutes, talking about they can't use the Justice Department. We'll talk about the mass importation of foreigners, insecure borders, unsecure borders? Not sure what the word is. Pete Buttigieg, the rear admiral, is already running for president. They say some hot chick is a Nazi for doing an ad with jeans. College degrees aren't paying what they used to. All that, so much more coming up tonight. I'm lying about that. I don't know how I can fit anymore. All that's what's coming on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show tonight. Now, before we get to history and Medal of Honor Monday and Nazis and the EU deal and everything else, we have to talk about something. And this is something that I have to work on every single day, and you probably have to work on it every single day. Understanding your enemy, understanding your opponent. Sometimes in life, it's kind of easy to understand your enemy, your opponent, whoever that may be. Maybe it's somebody on the sports field. Maybe you're competing with someone in your class for grades. Maybe it's in the business world. Maybe you have a neighbor you hate. Maybe you have, who knows? But sometimes it's easy to understand what you're up against. The right does not understand communists and communism. They don't understand how they think. And they don't understand them because communists are a different species. Therefore, the right has been for years really ineffective at stopping communists, at shutting them down, at embarrassing them, at putting them on the defensive. And one of the hugest ways I see the right fail at this, I still see it all the time, although I see it much less than I used to, is the cries, the accusations of hypocrisy. The right has used this as a go-to tactic for virtually all of my 44 years on the planet. The communists will do something, and then the right will do it. Someone on the right will do it, and the communists will call it out and will say, "You're being a hypocrite." Or vice versa. The communists will do something over and over and over and over and over again. The right to, "Yeah, hypocrite. That guy's being a hypocrite. She said this and did this." Dr. Birx said this, but did this. Obama said this, but then he did this. You're being a hypocrite. And it's not that we're just pointing out hypocrisy. We loudly point out hypocrisy to the communist as if it will be effective. And this is the problem, you see. The reason you think accusations of hypocrisy are effective is because you think you're dealing with somebody like you. But the communist does not like you at all. You're a hypocrite, but you don't want to be. Just like me. We all are. The reason I said you are is because we all are on some level. On some level, aren't we all guilty of hypocrisy? But have you ever bragged about it? Have you ever bragged about your hypocrisy to somebody? Of course you haven't. Because it's shameful to you. Me too. The ways I'm a hypocrite? Ooh, I hope no one finds out. Just like you. It's a shameful thing to you. Therefore, because it's shameful, when you see the communist engaged in it, it's very common to lob that accusation at him in an effort to shame him, to change his ways. But in all your time on this planet, have you ever one time seen the communist be dissuaded by accusations of hypocrisy? Of course not. Because it's not shameful to him. In fact, in a lot of ways, he doesn't even view his hypocrisy as hypocrisy. And as an example of this, I'm going to roll something out for you. Maybe you've heard it, maybe you haven't. Eric Holder, you remember him, committed communist, Barack Obama's attorney general. Held in contempt, by the way, but setting that aside. Eric Holder went on the news, and he was talking about the Department of Justice going after the Brennans, the Comeys, these people. Apparently, this task force is dead serious. CIA Director John Ratcliffe is still dropping documents on Pam Bondi's desk. I don't know where this will end up. I don't know if anyone's going to prison, but I'm telling you right now, it's being taken seriously inside the administration. Eric Holder, remember, Eric Holder sat there. Barack Obama for 8 years used every part of the government to go after his political opponents, including this was under Obama. Eric Holder was Obama's AG, at least for a while. He goes on the news and says this.
This notion in that statement that we're not politicizing things, it runs headlong into these bothersome things called the facts. Mm-hmm. This administration has used the Justice Department, has used the power, the investigatory power of the Justice Department to target political opponents of the president. I mean, you've seen Donald Trump talk about a whole range of things, most ridiculous, to talk about the possibility of indicting, prosecuting for treason, Barack Obama. I mean, these are dangerous kinds of things that this president is talking about. And I'm really concerned that this Justice Department, under Bondi, under Patel, will do things that are inconsistent with the traditions of the department.
That's hypocritical. How could he say that? He's accusing Trump of using the DOJ to go after his political opponents? What a hypocrite. Donald Trump was arrested, investigated by a special counsel, prosecuted for felonies. These are the same people who used the DOJ to classify angry school board moms as being domestic terrorists. They infiltrated the Catholic Church, arrested pro-lifers. They're the ones who go after their political opponents, and they've done it for years. How could he say that? What a hypocrite. But I think if you ever had the opportunity, and you won't, but if you ever had the opportunity to hook Eric Holder up to a lie detector test, you would find he doesn't consider himself to be a hypocrite at all. And you know why? It really comes down to this. What ultimately does the right get wrong about the left? The right still thinks they're dealing with political opponents when they're actually dealing with religious opponents. If you consider the liberal Aunt Peggy in your life to be very political instead of very religious, you will never understand her at all. The second you accept
She is a devout follower of a Sikh religion of death and destruction. Then you will understand her perfectly well. Now let's talk about religion. Why is this? Well, you know, there are many different kinds of religion on the planet. Of course, you're well aware of that. Many different flavors. Some religions are unbelievably tolerant of other religions. And I'm actually not promoting that, or I'm not against that. I'm just saying there are ones famously that are unbelievably tolerant. The Mongols, of all things. I've used them before as an example because they're one of the best ones. They have their own religious beliefs, but they'll take yours too. What do you want to start a Christian church? Sounds good. Jesus guy, he sounds all right. Sure, put your church right over there. Just pay homage to the Khan. That's fine. Oh, you're a Muslim? Muhammad? Yep, just all right by me. Throw your mosque right over there. All works for us. Some religions, very tolerant and accommodating of others. But then there are other kinds of religion. And they're only going to accept one. And they're going to demand your adherence to one. Let's talk about that in a moment. Before we talk about that, let's talk about Pure Talk. Let's talk about the greatest cell phone company ever. I have a special admiration, as you know, for Vietnam veterans. It's on my heart. It always has been. They went through so much hell, and politicians did them wrong. Country did them wrong. Sucks. But they went through a lot for this country. And some guys, they came back and they struggled, and some guys came back and they thrived. The CEO of Pure Talk did two tours in the jungles of Vietnam with Mac V. Sog. That means he's one of those behind enemy lines types, has seen and done terrible things for his country, for you and me. Why is Pure Talk so patriotic? Why would they even go to the extra step to hire Americans? That costs some more money. Why would they do that? Because that's how much love they have for this country. Switch your cell phone service to Pure Talk. You don't need T-Mobile. You don't need AT&T. You don't need Verizon. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse
USA!
Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, fantastic Monday, Medal of Honor Monday, coming up 45 minutes from now. Did I say halfway through next hour, Julie Kelly's going to join us? She has a bunch of scoops with Lisa Monaco. I just don't know how we're going to get to everything. In fact, I probably won't, but we'll do the best we can. Now, back to what we were discussing. For those who missed it, maybe you're just now joining us. Eric Holder goes on the news. I'm not going to play the whole thing again, but talks about Trump and the DOJ.
You know, this notion in that statement that we're not politicizing things, it runs headlong into these bothersome things called the facts. Mm-hmm. This administration has used the Justice Department, has used the power, the investigatory power of the Justice Department, to target political opponents of.
But that's hypocritical. No. Eric Holder is not being political. He's not even really being hypocritical. He's religious. He is a devout follower of the religion of communism. And as I pointed out before we went into break, there are all kinds of religions today and historically that are very tolerant of other religions. You can practice whatever you practice. But then there are ones that aren't. And I know everybody's thinking about Islam right now, and I realize this varies from Islamic country to Islamic country, but in a large percentage of Islamic countries, this is actually a perfect example of what I'm talking about. If that becomes the driving force in the country, in the government, in society itself, then what will happen, we've seen it time and time again, is the Christian population in that country will slowly but surely dwindle down to nothing. The Jewish population in that country will slowly but surely dwindle down to nothing. Remember when the Taliban took back over Afghanistan and people were like, what about all the Jews that were there? And then the news came on and said, yeah, there's one. What do you mean there's one? Like, 1,000? No, there's only one Jew. And as far as I know, they never knew what happened to him, which that probably didn't end well. But why is there only one? Well, and again, I understand there are exceptions in most of the Islamic parts of the world. I'm not even insulting it at all, but that's what you're signing up for, Jack. And everything else will be purged and dismissed and snuffed out. Eric Holder and all communists, they don't believe they're being political when they send the DOJ after angry school board moms. They don't believe they're being political when they send the FBI to raid Donald Trump's home. For them, that is the point of having a DOJ. That is the point of having an FBI. Those organizations, the military, IRS, whatever it is, government power should only be used on behalf of the one true religion. And if any other religion attempts to use government power, that, in their mind, is a genuine outrage. How could they do that? They're being political with it. He's not being a hypocrite. He is a child, a soldier in the revolution. That's what he is. He is fighting a revolution, and they believe all the way. It's in their bones. The Federal Bureau of Investigation, sure, you may catch some cartel guys and some child predators by accident, but your whole purpose is to work for us, right? The one true religion, serving the one true God. That's how they think. It's not hypocritical. For them, that's what government should do. This is why I've called them religious zealots forever. You can't understand them and why they think the way they think and why they talk the way they talk until you understand your liberal Aunt Peggy is not political. She is religious. Nah, but Jesse, she hates God. She won't go to church. Blah. No. I understand she doesn't share your religion. She's very, very religious all the way. You're trying to logically break down and make sense of the things she's saying because you think you're having a political argument. You're having a religious argument. Ah, but I'm not religious, Jesse. I'm not telling you to be. I'm not your pastor. I'm not here to guide you on any of that. But you had better understand she is. You believe what you want. You have that freedom. Good for you. Believe whatever you want. You can never take these people on. You can never understand them. You will never get past the surface level screaming and yelling until you understand this is a human being who has been taken in by a sick religion of destruction and death. They not only have been taken in by this sick religion of destruction and death, this sick religion of destruction and death views every other religion as a competitor. And they will, not passively, they will aggressively snuff out every other religion they can find. One of the first things they did in the Soviet Union was start crucifying the pastors, burying them alive, torturing them. Cambodia, same thing. Spain, same thing. China, same thing. Over and over and over again, always the same story. They find the established national religion and they go after it as if it's a competitor because in the communist eyes, it is. In fact, I'll say this. If the communists are not attacking your religion of choice, that's because your religion of choice has been co-opted by them and they view it as an ally. Remember that. One final word on this, and we're moving on. We'll talk about this EU deal and other things. There's just too much to get to tonight. Before we get to that, so I actually have a bit of an axe to grind with Legacy Box. Probably shouldn't do this on the air, but I've told you about Legacy Box, that you send in your pictures, your hard copy pictures, and your home movies, VHS tapes, camcorder takes, and they'll digitize those things and they'll send them back to you. They put them on the cloud and or put them on a thumb drive. They digitize your memories so you have them forever. Oh, that's well and good. You know, I'm happy with that. thrilled. I have all those things now, except now Aubrey has digitized her old gymnastics dance videos where her and her annoying college friends would turn on music and practice dance routines. I've never had to see these before. All weekend long, I had to suffer through these things. Thanks a lot, Legacy Box. Go to legacybox.com/Jesse and suffer like I do. Legacybox.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Monday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I know you're excited for history, okay? You're going to have to wait a little while. That starts in the third hour. Medal of Honor Monday starts a half hour from now. Julie Kelly's an hour from now. The show's too damn jam-packed. We can't get it all in. Before I get to the trade deal stuff, which I'll touch on very briefly, not a ton to it just yet, I want to finish up this thought. One more word on this Eric Holder thing, because this is another thing about us that we've never gotten, that we have struggled with, and many on our side still struggle with, although we're getting better and better and better. He ends his little rant on TV with this.
These are dangerous kinds of things that this president is talking about, and I'm really concerned that this Justice Department, under Bondi, under Patel, will do things that are inconsistent with the traditions of the department.
I'm concerned they will do things that are inconsistent with the traditions of the department. What do you mean they're investigating our crimes? Wait a minute, they're talking about indictments? John Ratcliffe's on TV, too, talking about indictments. CIA Director John Ratcliffe. Eric Holder's concerned, hey, you're going to mess up our traditions? Which, of course, begs the question, what traditions are those, Eric? What are you talking about, traditions? Well, this is another thing where he's not lying. He's not being hypocritical. The American communist, the American Democrat, over years and years and years, has gotten used to this. He takes power. He breaks every law he possibly can, violates every norm he possibly can. He will press and press and press until the Supreme Court says stop. Remember how often the Supreme Court had to stop Barack Obama? He would just give these insane orders, and the Supreme Court was always like, no, what? No, you can't do that. Hey, no, also no. Nope, you can't do that either. Biden, too. They will violate every law. They will break every norm. They will act like the savages they are the second they take power. And the tradition has been in this country when Republicans take back over, when they walk into the office and find there's booze on the floor and someone stuck a pizza on the ceiling and they've completely wrecked the place, Republicans will just slump their shoulders, grab a broom, grab some cleaning supplies, start cleaning it up, and never go hunt down the animals who did all those bad things. Never hold Democrats to account at all. Democrats get into office, they'll send the IRS after you. They will arrest you for being pro-life. Go ahead and read a Bible verse in front of an abortion clinic. They'll hunt you down like a freaking dog. If you're a Catholic, they're sitting by you in the pews. They'll send 30 FBI agents to raid Mar-a-Lago. When Republicans take over, this is what we get.
Those who broke the laws will be held to account. But this cannot be, and it will not be, a tit-for-tat exercise. We are not going to lower the standards just to achieve a result.
The traditions Eric Holder is worried about, the tradition has been Democrats can do whatever they want in office and Republicans will never, ever, ever hold them to account, including going after Republicans. Democrats can use their office to hunt down Republicans. Remember, Joe Biden didn't exactly start this. Barack Obama was sending his henchmen, the IRS, after his political opponents, and this is all verified, documented stuff. Republicans took over. Oh, well, no big deal. Bill Barr, Trump's second useless attorney general, takes over. All this malfeasance, all these crimes. And what do we get? Well, I mean, we're held to a higher standard here. Look, hey, we don't want to do a tit for tat, right? We're better than that. Well, do you know who loves that? Maybe you love that. Maybe you're sitting there saying, well, yeah, that's good. I don't want to be like them. That's good. I'm glad we're not like that. You know who else loves it? The communists. There's nothing these criminals love more than the idea, the thought of, hey, just let it go. We can't go after them. It'll look bad. No, we don't want to. No, we can't do that. We don't want to use our power. That would look bad. We're better than that. The communist loves that because he's not better than that at all. Remember that. Now, we do have the framework of a deal, switching gears here, with the EU. Some sort of a trade deal. Now, remember, I know everybody and their brother has reported to you today that there's a deal. There's not one yet. There's the framework of a deal. All the details still have to be worked out. Nothing's signed on the dotted line. Here was Trump today, though, talking about the framework.
European Union is going to agree to purchase from the United States $750 billion worth of energy. They're going to invest an additional $600 billion. They're agreeing to open up their countries to trade at zero tariff. So that's a very big factor. Opening up their countries, all of the countries will be opened up to trade with the United States at zero tariff. And they're agreeing to purchase a vast amount of military equipment. We don't know what that number is, but it's the good news is we make the best military equipment in the world, so sort of you have to do that, I mean.
Let me use Melissa Chen's breakdown of this, credit to her. The U.S.-EU trade deal isn't so much a deal as it is a total surrender. The U.S. has basically forced the EU to reduce their own tariffs, accept higher tariffs, and invest billions in the U.S. Under this trade agreement, the U.S. will levy 15% tariff on most EU exports. Meanwhile, the EU agreed to remove tariffs on U.S. goods entirely, granting Washington massive access to European markets. Europe's obligated to purchase $750 billion in American energy products over 3 years, so that's soon, invest an additional $600 billion in U.S. industries, including military procurement. And she finishes it off in the most correct way by saying it played out this way because EU has no upper hand leverage over the U.S. They need the U.S. more than the U.S. needs them. And here's a little headline to pair with it. The dollar rises on EU-U.S. trade deal, but European stocks turn sour. So why did the EU today wake up and essentially sign on to the framework of a deal where they have to give us a lot and we don't have to give them much leverage? They have spent so many years in Europe, so many centuries, honestly, fighting with each other, these historic, wonderful countries, tearing each other apart, then mass migration. Then they destroyed their energy sector. They gutted their militaries so they could pay for quasi-socialist programs. Now these Europeans pay 50-60% in taxes. They don't have air conditioning. There's not really a major military to speak of. They're defenseless and weakened. And they had to sign a deal with a country that is not defenseless, that is not weakened. I'm thrilled because I'm an American. If you're upset that EU got such a raw end of the deal, well, this is what happens when you weaken yourself year after year after year. You end up in some ways bending the knee to another country. Just remember that. Now, maybe you're sitting there thinking, I don't want to bend the knee to anybody because my knee hurts. The reason your knee hurts is you haven't started taking Relief Factor yet, which will go after the root of that problem. That is a fact. Your knee hurts because there's a solution you haven't grabbed. Relief Factor is drug-free. You've never heard me push drugs. You never will, legal or otherwise. Relief Factor is a supplement. It's developed by doctors, but it's a supplement. It's a unique formula of natural ingredients. What does it do? Well, your body is already trying to get rid of that inflammation. That's why your back hurts, your knee hurts, your elbow hurts. Relief Factor is here to help it. It's the boost your body needs. Stop living with daily pain that sucks your freaking life away. Try Relief Factor. Just try it for 3 weeks. If the 3 weeks worth they send you doesn't work, just don't call them back. That's it. It's $19.95. 1-800-4-RELIEF or go to relieffactor.com. Let's do some emails next. Hang on.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse USA! Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Monday. We are 10 minutes away from Middle of Honor Monday. Julie Kelly coming up next hour. And of course, the start of the third hour, we have history time. It's time to dig into the kamikazes of WW2. And you might just feel differently by the time we are done. I certainly did. So do some emails because I'm way behind. You can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Dear Canadian bear hunter, I just wanted to let you know that the wife and I went out last night with three other couples for dinner, and the subject of Japan being so clean and safe came up as one of the couples had recently returned from there. They were confused as to why they felt less safe at home than in a foreign country. I felt this was my moment to fully plagiarize what you had said a few weeks ago regarding the subject and went full Jesse Kelly on the small gathering. It was about a 5-minute presentation where I basically preached word for word what you had mentioned on the show. I could see everyone nodding along in full agreement of the great points I was making about Japanese values and such, and even told the one gal that looked slightly confused to, "Wait, I'm going somewhere with this." My wife of 21 years was sitting right beside me looking at me like I was Chris Hemsworth, and on the way home, she asked me how I knew so much about the subject. I simply told her it was common sense and quickly changed the subject before she could ask any more questions. For 5 minutes, I got to feel like what it was like to be Jesse Kelly, and it was awesome. Love your show, and please say more smart things so I can take credit for them. His name is Ryan. Okay, so obviously it's a funny email, but I actually wanted to piggyback off of that email and play something today because, you know, Trump sat down, he did that press conference with Starmer, the British PM, British Prime Minister. He does his press conference, and then there's a little Q&A portion of this, and the reporter asks him, "Hey, man, you must be blown away by how much Donald Trump has shut down these illegals."
Well, the president makes it look easy dealing with illegal migration. You must be envious of his record in such a short period of time.
Well, I think we've been discussing irregular, illegal migration is a huge issue in both of our countries, in the United Kingdom. It is a real cause for concern, and that's why we must bear down on it.
Hey, you've got to be super impressed by Trump's cracking down on the illegals. Well, I don't know. Hang on. I'm not really sure. So I'm just going to remind everybody of something, and this is 100% true. Your cities, whatever city you have in your area or have visited or maybe live in, if your city is a crime-infested, dirty dump, it's on purpose. Your country, if your country has an open border and illegals pour across that border and then stay in your country, it's on purpose. And thinking that it's an accident or it's complicated or it's inadvertent is the greatest gift you could give to the evil people who have done these things. You know, my oldest son, James, is one of those kids who's just got energy coming out of his ears. I was never this way. He gets this from his mom. But even when he watches TV, he has to stand up. He has to move around. When he has time on his hands, he gets up. He just goes for a run. He did it yesterday morning. Got up, threw on his headphones, and went and ran 4 miles. First thing, before I got out of bed. But when he kills time, he's jumping around the yard. A bundle of energy. One time, this is years ago, I think he was like 11, 12 years old, I sent him out back to clean up dog poop. And I looked out back and he was just kind of standing there, not doing anything. And I went back and I asked James, hey, why aren't you cleaning up dog poop? He looks me right in the eye and says, ah, man, Dad, I was kind of tired. No. No, that was a choice. He's full of energy. He had plenty of energy to clean up dog poop. He didn't want to, so he tried to sell me on, I'm too tired. Your city is a filthy dump because the people who run your city want it to be. They benefit from increases in crime and poverty and misery, and so they make sure the conditions of that city remain that way. And your country, whether it be America or Canada or Germany or wherever you're listening to me from, securing a border is incredibly easy for a modern country. Incredibly easy. And no, don't email me. I'm on Border Patrol and I work hard. That's not what I'm saying. Stop. A modern country like America, it's nothing for us to have a secure border. We have the personnel. We have the equipment. All it takes is the will. If your country has been overrun by illegals, it's because the authorities in your country want your country overrun by illegals. If your city is filthy, if your city's full of crime, if you can't go out after midnight without fear, it's because the people in your city did that on purpose. And don't you dare be tempted to give those evil people who did that on purpose, don't you be tempted to give them the gift of acting like they don't know what they're doing, they screwed up, it was an oopsie, it was an accident, surely you need more resources, maybe Donald Trump can hand you a manual. Do you think that Starmer doesn't know how to stop illegal savages from crossing the English Channel, which is about 15 meters long, it's longer than that, but do you think he needs help on getting the British Navy to stop illegals from crossing the English Channel and singing Muslim calls to prayer while raping British women? He doesn't need any help. He knows how to do it. He doesn't want to. Democrats in this country were given this gift by Republicans for a long time under Joe Biden. Joe Biden's really failed at the border. He's really failed. He didn't fail. He did exactly what he wanted to do. Don't give evil people the out of, I'm tired. I don't know how. I spilled the milk. It was a mistake. It's on purpose. And actually, I'm going to play for you something that's going to make your head pop off after we do Medal of Honor Monday, because first I have to talk to you about gold, baby. Protecting the retirement you have busted your butt for. Where do you put your money? Where do you put your money? Look, I'm not a Wall Street guy. You know what I trust? Things I can touch and feel, because that's what lasts. Wealthy families, wealthy countries, you know where they put their money now? The same place they always have. 1,000 years ago, they did the same thing. Land, real estate, precious metals. Land, real estate, precious metals, because kingdoms rise and fall. The currency rises and falls. Precious metals remain forever. Let Gold Co. make that part of your retirement. Let them get some physical gold or silver in your hands. You know you might qualify for thousands in bonus silver. At least get a free copy of their 2025 gold and silver kit. JesseLikesGold.com. JesseLikesGold.com or call 855-817-GOLD. Medal of Honor Monday. Next.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.